Well, it's summer festival season again. All kinds of world-renowned chamber classic music festivals all around our beautiful province. And one that has been very, very established, a true destination that so many patrons love to just surround themselves with is Parry Sound, Festival of the Sound. A great way, and it's 3 weeks in July and August, a great way to hear your favorite artists, your favorite ensembles, works, world-renowned soloists. They've been at it for decades now, and it is my honor, privilege to welcome the artistic director from Parry Sound, James Campbell, to our jukebox today. Good morning, good afternoon to you, actually.
Yes, good afternoon, Daniel.
Welcome to our show. Great, always great to hear from you. Dozens of concerts coming our way, some of the finest artists from across Canada and around the world. Can't wait to hear what you have in store for us. I'm looking at the website and it is just packed with content. Where do we begin here?
Begin at the beginning, go to the end, and then stop. I think someone very famous said that at one
right.
point. that's what we do every summer. We start with the opening concert and we just put our head down and get through everything. We're a destination festival in a way, so people
yes.
come to Parry Sound in order to go to concerts. So we often pack in three or four a day sometimes. And
wow.
they're always well attended and
yes.
they're always a great deal of fun. It becomes a community.
Absolutely, almost like a family. And it must be nice to see all those faces coming back and reliving the whole experience. And then the anticipation, waiting next summer to do it all over again. What do you have in store? When does the festival begin? It sounds like you've had an early start already, July 1st.
We did a cruise on July 1st. Traditionally, we do concerts on the Island Queen. And we sell out in among 30,000 islands. And we do that during the festival as well. That we put the more things like blues bands, and we're having a Broadway sing-along on one of the cruises this summer. So that's looking forward to that. That it will be the weekend of the Monday night, the 24th, yeah.
Monday, July 24th. Yes, Broadway sing-along cruise on the Island Queen. Nice.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. We officially start on July 19th with a program combination of some wonderful soloists, Nina Fokowska and Angela Hewitt and Marc-André Amelin. We'll be playing together in the Mozart Triple Piano Concerto. That's the
highlight
of that concert. And then
three from the original Piano 6.
They are the original Piano 6. And I must say, they're all really looking forward to getting together and just sort of catching up on all the latest news that they
For
that they
sure. have. For sure. Yeah. I wonder if that's their first time kind of coming back after the pandemic, because I know they've done them occasionally across the globe, reliving the Piano 6 experience.
I think it may well be. The way they're talking to me, it is. They're all looking forward to really catching
good.
Up. Good.
So that's Wednesday, July 19th, your kind of opening concert officially for the Summer Music Festival.
Yep. And then we just go like crazy until August the 5th, which will be the Boris Brat Academy Orchestra.
Ah, terrific. With Elaine Trudel.
With Elaine Trudel. And I think, and for the first time, I think, since they've been up, I'm actually going to be soloist with them. But in a piece that was written for me, dedicated to some of the great jazz clarinet players like Benny Goodman, and Acrid Bilk, and Buddy DeFranco, it's a real hoot, and it's a wonderful piece. And Alain is a marvelous jazz trombone player as well. So I'm hoping that he's going to put down the baton and join me, and we'll open it up and do a few choruses together.
A few little slides and riffs. Terrific. What a great finale. And that is Saturday, August 5th, 7:30, Charles Stokey Center for the Performing Arts. My guest is James Campbell, the artistic director of one of our renowned, distinguished summer music festivals out there, the Festival of the Sound up in Parry Sound, a true destination getaway. Can you tell us a little bit about other highlights you have in the season?
Well, we have a wonderful day for those of you who like the music of Brahms and Schumann, and Clara Schumann, as it happens that a friend of mine happens to be the grandson of a former student of Clara Schumann. Do the math, but it works. And he has a lot of memorabilia that his grandmother left him, such as, you know, various things. And he's coming up to do a little talk about his grandmother, who became Iona Eibenschütz was her name, and became quite a well-known pianist in her day. But we built a whole day around that, playing the music of Clara Schumann, Robert Schumann, and Johannes Brahms. And he'll be talking on a rather personal level about the relationship, because his grandmother knew Brahms very well, in fact. In fact, she gave the London premiere, I think it's the Opus 119. So she knew Brahms well. So he has some first-hand stories that he's got from his grandmother. But we built a day around it of playing the music of those two incredible performers. So anybody who's into the music of Schumann and Brahms, that would be a day that they really don't want to miss.
Terrific. And which day will that be?
That would be on Wednesday, August 2nd. And there'll be three performances that day. So 1:30, and then a talk at 6:30, and then another performance at 7:30. So three events.
Clara and Johannes in three parts, I see it on that day, all at the Stokey Center. Beautiful. And the Opus 119 you mentioned, those are character pieces by Johannes Brahms for solo piano. Very evocative, yes. All right. Terrific. And what else do you have going on during this power-packed series of weeks? Anything kind of off the beaten path? Trying some experiments like you always do?
Well, we always do that, but we do have that week we are having a cello festival, which in fact was originally planned for 2020. So we're catching up on things that we had to postpone because of COVID. So we're finally catching up, and we're going to do a cello festival, and some wonderful cellists from all across the country are coming to Parry Sound. That'll be the week of August 1st. That starts on August 1st and goes until we close. So there'll be anybody likes the cello, that's the week to come. Well, master classes with discussions.
Wonderful. The cello is said to have the same range as the human voice. It can evoke so many instinctual emotions, and has one of the greatest ranges of all instruments. Just incredible, especially of the string family, of course.
It does indeed, and when a good cellist plays it, it stirs the heart.
Oh, yes, and I'm sure you've lined up only the best. Well, good luck to you. I know you must have a power-packed schedule. Your team is on the edge. putting all of this together. So to get your tickets, information, go to festivalofthesound.ca. That website is festivalofthesound.ca. And we look forward to welcoming you also in Collingwood. So nice of you to step out for a bit. And
I was just going to mention, I'm looking forward to playing with you in Collingwood on the 14th.
On the 14th, that's right. Sruel Irving Glick, the Hebraic Dances. I can't wait. That'll be our debut as well.
Yeah, we better, maybe after we're done here, we'll have to sort out a rehearsal time so we can get...
Let's work on that next. Exactly. Yeah, there's nothing like performing and just doing it all and absorbing it. James, it's been an absolute pleasure. I wish you much inspiration. You have so much experience that you're bringing into this festival, and your hand-selected artists are something not to be missed. It's always spectacular each summer. So good luck to you and your team, and see you soon.
Thanks very much.